With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Speaking of being in shape and being a 20-something-year-old man, we are now joined by my former bestie, Julian Bubs Edelman, who is ready to tell you all about 100% Julian Edelman on Showtime on Friday night. And J.E., welcome to the program.
Guys, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I miss you.
Same here.
We miss you.
I mean, I do. I got to tell you, we've had our ups and downs, but I miss some of our conversations.
You know what? It ties into kind of like the overlay of what this documentary is about. There's always going to be obstacles. There's always going to be low points. There's always going to be some sort of adversity.
Yes. Right?
But when you deal with that and you work your way out of that and you really put all your time, energy, and the process and getting to that focal point of where you want to go, that stuff doesn't, you know, it just only makes you stronger. It'll make us stronger.
Well, I mean, essentially you started this after the injury, and I'm wondering, you know, what made you decide that you wanted to do this? Because I could see you being like, all right, I'm hurt and I'm going to have to go through the rehab and all that, and I really want to focus on that. What made you decide that you wanted to chronicle all of this?
So I kind of fell into it, Greg. We, you know, Asaf, my business partner with Coast Productions, we have a production company together. And in 2017, he came up to me during that playoff run, and he said, we should get some footage of this and see what we can do, you know? And, you know, I wasn't about that. It was messing with my routine, and I was a little too superstitious for that, you know? And then after that, he comes to me after we go and win the Super Bowl, he goes, that would have been pretty good content. And, you know, I was like, yeah, whatever, but we'll do something another time. And then, you know, going into the next year, I tore my ACL, and Asaf kind of swindles in the room. And then we go, and he says, you want to do this? And wait up. Sorry, guys. I got fucking...
Hey,
Bubs, we got to dump out of you and the F-bombs.
Oh, Frank's not happy
I got it.
Frank's not happy.
Oh my God, my bad. I'm on my way to do something right now. I got a person over here to budge me, and I don't know, my bad. So we were lucked into it, and he came to me, and I was like, I don't know about this. And after a while of thinking about it and seeing how much time I was going to have, like what a perfect opportunity to open up with my creativity and try to pursue this and kind of see where it goes, and we'll just get some footage, and if we don't like it, we don't like it, and we just throw it away. And one thing led to another; it snowballed, and you know, we were able to form something that we think is pretty cool and different, and we're proud of. Sorry, guys. Am I going to get in trouble for that or fined?
No. We are. You won't get fined for it. I mean, if you're, you know, you can drop. You're Julian Edelman. You can drop F-bombs on the radio, and we're the ones who get in trouble for it. Don't worry about it. A texter wants to know if.
Oh my God, my dad's going to get so mad at me about this.
I know. Frank is going to be pissed. Frank is going to be.
I mean, will you control yourself? God, bro.
Well, listen. In the trailer, Frank actually says that, or appears to say that, for you growing up, kind of the way that you interacted with him was abusive. I don't know if like he's joking or not, but I mean, is that kind of like a part of this, like the way that he drove you when it came to sports?
I mean, that's a huge part. A huge part of this documentary is the story between me and my father, and you know, the history of where that came from, and where a lot of my life values and then work ethic has all come from. And it's come from my dad, and he was definitely very tough on me. But the fact is, you know, and now's day and age, it would probably be somewhat, you know, you have child services call because, you know, he was very involved and very yelling and loud. And, you know, that's just how it was in my day. But, you know, looking back on it, I appreciated it. And I wouldn't be where I'm at without it. And, you know, that's the kind of parenting I needed as an individual. And he recognized that very well. And that's just how it was in our house. And, you know, I don't think anything was wrong with it, but it was definitely a tough spot. My dad was, you know, he was learning on his own. He didn't have a father, so you know, he did it all off of what he saw and thought.
Speaking of that, do we get to see you being a dad in the documentary?
You definitely, yeah. We got some shots of my little baby girl in there. You know, it was pretty crazy because it was the first time I was able to go and spend Thanksgiving with my family when I was hurt for the first time since, I want to say, high school, so about 14 years. And, you know, it was the first time Lily got to go down to the Bay or go up to the Bay Area and hang out with all our family. And it was just, there's some definitely cool interactions with Lulu about.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, a texter wants to know if it's called 100%. Because you 100% mention everyone in the documentary who's in your life except Greg.
Oh, so butthurt.
Wow.
God.
Wow. Is this a real texture? Or did you guys have a producer in the back write this question to try to get a little simp?
I mean, you got basically, near as I could tell, you got Portnoy in there. You got Mark Wahlberg. You got Bestie. You got Snoop Dogg. I mean, maybe like a 30-second acknowledgement or something like that. I mean, I would have gone anywhere to film.
Asaf, how come Greg Hill was not in? Did you not send the memo? I was trying to get him into the.
Yeah, I messed up.
Wait, Bubs. I'm trying to handle this, Greg. Wait up, 1 second. Asaf. I mean, did you not send them the email? Oh, the email's lost.
Okay.
Check your inbox.
Yeah.
Check your inbox. I heard you're notoriously known to not check email. Or we may have got the different account. Was it underscore Greg Hill? Nah, I don't know.
Too many details.
AI,
too many.
Yeah.
What do you?
I hate you.
Hey, do you consider the injury and the aftermath of that to be the biggest challenge that you have faced so far in life?
Yeah, to this point. But it's so crazy because, you know, I've had injuries and I've had things happen in my life where when it's all said and done, that year's in the books, you kind of look back and you're like, man, that was a hard year. That was like the hardest year of my life. And then, you know, the next year comes. And I think that's just life in general. There's always going to be something you're going to have to overcome. There's always going to be some sort of low point because that's just how it goes in life. There's always, if something goes up, it's coming down and it can go back up. You know, it's just on how you deal with those times, which really shows your character.
Hey, Bubs, LB, your other BFF. Are you amazed, you know, because you've dealt with injuries, are you amazed at how medical technology has advanced through your career?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, you definitely are appreciative of, you know, all the physical therapists you've worked with and the knowledge that they have and the techniques that they use nowadays. because, you know, back in the day it was probably a little different. You know, that was a pretty career-ending type injury, and I've had a few of those types. And, you know, with modern day and just the years of experience that these people have had and the trial and error, it's definitely benefiting us.
Snoop Dogg is in the documentary, and Snoop reads a document. Is that correct? Is that what Snoop does in this thing?
Yeah, he reads something.
We don't want to. I mean, should we reveal?
That's called a teaser. That's called a teaser.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
good job.
You know, as a producer, you got to give teasers.
Oh, where did you learn that, Julian?
You know what? It's an inside technique that, you know, I inside trick I found.
Oh,
I think the proper answer would be I learned it by watching you, Dad.
If I don't ask a couple football questions, I'm going to be accused of delivering all softballs to you this morning. So have you and Tom, have you guys worked out yet this offseason?
Yeah, we've worked out a few times, you know, and potentially we have some more coming up here soon. So, you know, yeah, yes.
And Tom does appear in 100% Julian Edelman, correct?
I'm hoping he does. You know, I'm just hoping we can get him in there and sneak him in for a little bit. But who knows? Who knows?
What is your professional guess on Gronk and whether or not he comes back?
I don't know. Maybe like 11% could or couldn't. I honestly, you hope he does and everything, but it's time to think of worst case scenario. He doesn't. And, you got to kind of move on, and worry about the guys that are there right now and form our 2019 team. So that's one of those things where you're definitely going to miss the guy, for a whole number of reasons.
And, do you talk to Josh Gordon?
I've liked a couple of his Instagram posts. So kind of like in this day and age, that's talking.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, that's talking.
Right. Right. That's talking, right? Millennium. Millennial. I'm a millennial, guys.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
I mean, he's, I assume, is somebody that you'd like to see back.
I mean, he's a really good football player, and of course you'd want someone that could help your team. But it goes into that same bucket as that worry about the guys that we have right now. And another thing, you just kind of hope that, you know, he's doing better in his own life and with everything that he's dealing with. You hope for the best. So that's kind of a loaded question. That's a loaded question.
Bubs, here's a question from a 508 texter who is a female who says, the ladies of this show need to know one thing. Is dating a regular girl ever an option? Or is being a supermodel a requirement? That is a 508 texter.
What kind of question is that? You know the answer.
What do you mean, Danielle?
Yeah, Bubs and I are going out next week.
Well,
okay.
Maybe, but Bubs loves you, Danielle. Maybe.
I know, and I love Bubs, but I mean, the guy's high profile. He deserves to have a high profile woman.
Okay.
Well, Danielle, it's not about that.
It's not about that. it's about a connection.
Uh-huh.
Regardless of what you do.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Sense of humor.
Julian, you look for connection when you're in your 40s, not when you're in your early 30s and a superstar stud.
I'm like, what chick goes out in her 20s on a Friday night looking for like some fat slob that's a great guy with a nice car and a nice house and full bank account, whatever.
Yeah, 401k plan.
Right.
That's a great conversation Friday at a bar.
Do you have health insurance?
All right, so tomorrow or Friday night at 9 on Showtime. It is the debut of 100% Julian Edelman, and it follows Julian from the injury through the Super Bowl and being MVP. I think the only real criticism I've seen about it is people are wondering how deep you get into reason for suspension and stuff like that. Were you conscious of information that you were going to share, how you weren't going to, how did you guys approach that?
I think we just went into it as much as we thought we should.
Yeah.
And, we've already addressed that situation a whole bunch. So, like I said, I let a lot of people down. And, you just gotta say, it will never happen. It can't happen again. It won't happen again. And you'll move forward.
You didn't let me down, Bubs.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, don't beat yourself up, kid.
Been here since the beginning, pal.
You have.
The river of friendship ebbs and flows, but it always gets to the same destination.
How soon after this call ends are you going to text him again about not being in the documentary?
Well, he could have included me.
You're so butthurt.
Like 30 seconds.
Oh,
I mean,
honestly, what
would have 30 seconds been to you? I mean, really.
I'm really disappointed in Asaf for getting the email mixed up.
Yeah. Yeah. Pass the buck, guy.
Yeah. Blame the producer. Sorry.
Blame the producer. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, not for nothing, Bubs. You can still maybe throw 30 seconds of B-roll in. Hill dog mowing your lawn.
Great point.
Skimming the pool.
How about a quick re-edit before the airing on Friday night? Do you think Showtime would they be up for that?
Let me get back to you. Let me get back to you.
Nod and smile,
Bob. Immediately after this call.
All right.
Call.
Well, listen, I for one can't wait to see it, and congrats on this. Congrats on everything. And a big where are we gonna see you today? You've been all over. Where are you heading today?
Today we are going to hashtag to sit up on a panel. And then I think we're doing some ESPN.
Oh, nice. Awesome. All right. Well, listen, can't wait to see it. Thanks for checking in, and we'll be watching on Friday night. All right?
Definitely. I can't wait to see it. See you too, bro. I can't wait to see you.
Yes, go ahead, LB.
I was just going to say, Bubs, tell Hannah Storm LB wants a little something-something.
What?
Okay. Hannah Storm, ESPN, what? Smoke.
Okay.
She's a hot.
Oh yeah.
She's a hot.
Yeah.
Drop a dime for me, guys.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh boy.
Tell Leslie Visser the kid is interested. We're gonna send you a bill on the F bomb though. All right. Can you write a check for the F bomb fine?
Yeah. Asaf, can you give me the email?
Very good.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Actually, we MySpace you. It's on your MySpace.
Oh, okay. Okay, excellent. Good. It's on MySpace. All right. That's fantastic. All right. Thanks, Bob.
All right, guys. I'll see you.
All right. There's Julian Edelman.
It is awesome.
I mean, I did my best. People were calling it a softball interview. I wasn't asking
the
tough question. I mean,
you
asked
about the suspension.
I did my best.
I mean, that's the only hardball you got to throw is the suspension.
I did my best.
After that, you will not make the Blu-ray bonus features, though. I'm sorry.
A texter feels like he did not give a ringing endorsement of Josh Gordon. But I think that's more a Patriot Way answer than it is Julian Edelman opinion on Josh Gordon answer.
I thought he was pretty honest. What else are you going to say about Josh Gordon? He's got to get his act together.
Right.
I mean, that's simple, stupid.
Yeah. So Friday night, 9 o'clock, Showtime. It is 100% Julian Edelman, and we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.